Okay, Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We just have time to learn one Sif. We'll learn Sif Hey and Simen Kuf Chav Tes, the additions to Shmona Esrei of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Im Shochach Zochreinu O Michamolcha Uchsol O B'Sefer Chayim. These are the additions we say that are just like one or two line tefillos. V'lo Nizkar Atshomar Baruch Ato Hashem. Kivin Shomar Es Hashem, once he says the same Hashem, Gomer Es HaBracha, he finishes the Bracha of his Paul Keseder, Veinu Tzorech Lachzor. Do not, this is the rule of thumb. Sometimes you'd say, Baruch Ato Hashem, you should say, Lameni Chukecha. That you do when it's to avoid having to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei over again. Like, that's the way to remember. When the alternative would be to say Shmoneh Esrei over again, or to say a whole bunch of brachas over again. So then Chazal allowed, you say, Lameni Chukecha. But here, you wouldn't have to go back to say the missing phrases, and therefore you don't say Baruch Ata Hashem Lamedeni Chukecha, but once you say Baruch Ata Hashem, it's all over. V'chein Emshochach Lomar V'chein Tein Pachtecha. Even if you forget, not just one line or one word, you forget all the major paragraphs. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you say all those paragraphs in the Bracha of Ata Kadosh. V'chasum HaMelech HaKadosh, which usually doesn't happen, because if you forget the whole thing, then you usually say Hokel HaKadosh. But let's say he forgot all of the paragraphs, and he concluded Hokel HaMelech HaKadosh. He concluded correctly, so he doesn't go back. V'filu l'omer adayin rak baruch ato Hashem, chosem HaMelech HaKadosh, v'omer ato v'chartanu. All of those additions, as long as they are, and as poetic as they are, and as beautiful as they are just like Zechenu l'chayim, melechovit b'chayim, v'chazenu t'ev v'chayim, v'chazenu kim chayim. That's it. That's all. And we're not mischashiv with it if you forgot it. B'siyam ha-shmona esrei, at the end of the shmona esrei, yesh b'saymen, we're in Sivov now, yesh b'saymen ose ha-shalom, I'm sorry, ose ha-shalom, a different chasima. V'yesh e'na m'shanem el-omim ha-mbarach ha-samo yitzal ba-shalom, which in Eretz Yisrael is the prevalent minig, to say Hamavarech Hashem Yisrael Hashalom, Bakadeshim Omer Hashalom. That doesn't really say, because it says in Masechta Sofrim to say Oseh Hashalom. So one interpretation is that it goes on this bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, right? And the other interpretation is that it goes on Kaddish, or at the end of benching, or at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, right? Instead of saying Oseh Shalom Bim Romov, you say Oseh Hashalom Bim Romov. We say
in the Kaddish, we say Hashalom.
Yeah. I mean, people usually don't. You have to remember to say it. Mm-hmm. You have to remember to say it. The Chazan has to remember.
If you were in a show where they do Oseh Hashalom,
everybody.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think that's reason enough. Because the din is you follow the minhag of the tzibur, and it's certainly a valid minhag. So I don't. I think it's not a reason to.
I always thought it was like an error. Say that it was
special. Maybe some storm talk about it that way, but I don't think that. If someone goes through the sugya and decides it's an error, then he taka shouldn't. Okay. To go say something that so many people in Klal Yisrael do is mamish an error. So if you want to say it, Lagabi deciding what to do, that's one thing. But to go so far as to avoid the Amud, maybe if there's someone else, so there's no big deal. But if someone was a Chiyuv saying Kaddish for a parent, I would tell him for sure not to avoid the Amud. Doing the parents a disservice, I would say. Okay. Anybody want to stay for Tanya? I said I would learn it. You have a Tanya?
Yes, I do.
I'm just so tired. Wait. Yonason. Wait, you want to call him? Yonasan.
Do you want to give me some?
My wife just asked me this to run the ball. It's a verb. Literally, she showed it to me.
A good Israel is a decent accent. Right. I don't know. It's just pretty. What country is this from? So I don't know what this means. It's just printed words. It doesn't have the sign of Agudas Israel. So it could be it's Agudas Israel of Spain. So I don't know what that is. You have to call up my friend Rabbi Stein. Maybe he knows.
Or you can call the Agudas Israel.
This is not Agudas Israel of Israel. They would have. They have a symbol. There's no symbol here. They have a logo. I don't care what it says, but there's no logo. They have a logo. In Israel, there's a logo for Agudas Israel. You go to an Agudas Israel restaurant, there's a logo.
So I think you can call the manufacturer and ask as well what they know about it. And then
you could ask. I don't think they're going to know much. But okay. I would call my friend Rabbi Stein of Cobos, who goes to Spain a lot, the olives. Maybe he heard of this.
Let's go to one of the three.
Is the key now?
What is your schedule? Wait. Shalom Aleichem. I hope you were matzliach. What is your schedule?
I'm going to go get my son for night sitter, and about 15 minutes I have a chalusa.
Here?
Yes.
And you need... I just want you around when I need the office.
Around. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving for at least
an hour. But you're leaving now for 15 minutes.
For half a minute. Half a minute to get my son.
Is there any, like, or anything? I just don't want to fall asleep. No. Where's Mishma?